Reds, well, we'll let you get to work there. I know you're just biting at the bit to get out there. So, well, you take it easy, and yeah, if we don't talk to you before you go up fishing, hey, you guys have fun. Hopefully the weather is changing here and it'll be a little warmer. All days are getting longer, and be nice to go ice fishing now. So, yeah, make sure those sleds are tuned up and you don't want any problems, that's for sure, when you're going that far away. All right, Rich, you take it easy, and we'll talk to you again. V5REG, V5HLT. Bye for now, Rich.
V5REC, V5 Romeo Echo Golf, V5RY, are you handy at all there, Rich? V5RY. Houston is V5RY Humboldt.
Was that you, Dave? The 5RY mobile? The 5GGW?
Good morning there, Graham. Good to hear you on V5GGW, the E5RY. Yeah, I'm not mobile. I'm actually in one spot here for now. So hope everything's going well up that way for you and Deb. We got a little bit of snow overnight, but not much. And we've got a little bit of a wind, I think about 30K or so. But it's not warming up. It's getting colder. It's minus 18 out here right now yet. So I think I'll just stay inside. Been doing a bit of ham radio this morning, enjoying it very much on HF and VHF there too. So, got a couple of projects. I think I'm going to see if I can get set up to operate a bit on the RTTY contest here, which starts tomorrow, and try my hand on that. I haven't done it for a little while, and the radio I have right now does it right out of the box there. I don't even have to have a software program on it if I don't want. So, we'll throw it back to you there, see how you're doing, V5GGW. By the way, wondering if you've been listening to this repeater at all and hearing it, what kind of signal strength's there. Here's the E5RY, go ahead.
V5GGW, yeah, not too bad, Dave. Very good morning to you. I was just in the kitchen and heard RY. I wasn't sure whether somebody was calling you or what. I did hear Randy calling you earlier on, he's looking for you. So, he's chasing you down for something. But yeah, final of the contest the weekend. I just stick to the one sort of thing at the moment. Too many other things on me plate to start going into different parts of radio. But, yeah, we didn't get any snow last night. We got a little bit yesterday. Oh, we did. Oh, Debbie said we did get a sprinkle. And we got a little bit the night before as well. Probably 2 or 3 inches then. But the old driveway could do with another snow blow. It's all starting to drift in. So, yeah, I've got no HF aerial up at the moment. And not only that, the coax is buried in some of the snow, and I don't want to start pulling that up because it's probably frozen as well. I'll wait until it clears up a bit. So once we get that, once we get the snow gone, hopefully we'll be able to start doing a bit more outside there, Dave. Go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Graham. Yeah, well, I'm not in any big rush. I mean, right now is actually getting into some premium ski conditions. You know, this year, this time of year, usually it starts warming up a bit more. It's very nice. The sun feels warm in the morning, and yet there's some decent snow. So unless we get a whole bunch of melting or some freezing rain, then we won't have any ice to deal with on the trails. And that will be a nice thing. So we're kind of hoping to get in at least a month or 6 weeks of good skiing here yet before the spring thaw kind of takes its toll on the trails. But we have enough snow this year, I think, that we might even be skiing into the beginning of April sometime. That's a possibility. We've got good snow cover. So, yeah, very good. Yeah, well, sorry to hear that you don't get to be on the radio as much as you want right now, especially when you're retired, but I know the feeling, and I've just got a day or so set aside here where I can do a little bit more in this regard here again, so we're kind of happy and looking forward to that, that's for sure. It seems, especially daytime operating, I don't get a lot of chance to do that, just too many other priorities, I guess, there, Graham, so I imagine that's what you're going through there. Anyway, as time goes on, you get into a routine, and if you can call it that, when you've got animals to care for, and I guess you'll be able to squeeze the odd thing in there, but yeah, that's the biggest thing, is I almost still feel a bit guilty if I'm get on the radio much during the daytime when there's probably other things I could or should be doing there, Graham. Anyway, back to you, V5GGW, V5RY.
Yeah, fine there, Dave. Yeah, I've twiddled up onto your repeater a couple of times, and I seem to be able to open it sometimes, but it depends on conditions. But I take it you're working through your repeater at the moment. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, QSL, that's right. We're going through the repeater right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to twiddle up onto it now and just give it a go. I don't know what it's like, but I'll give it a go and just see whether I can or not, Dave. V5GGW QSY to Humboldt.
Okay, you bet. We'll stand by here, Graham. We'll stand by, and if not, just head back over to Tisdale again. V5RY standing by.
V5RY, V5GGW. No, I can't open it at all today, Dave. Nothing there at all, mate, unless you could hear anything, but I certainly didn't hear anything. V5GGW, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, okay, roger, roger, I understand. Yeah, well, it'll just be interesting to see what the signal strengths are up your way here right now. Maybe you have listened or heard somebody talking and just flip over there just to see what the S-meter reads up there on your radio there and go from there then. I can't remember, you've got an ICOM 9700, I think, do you?
Yeah, roger, I do have an ICOM 9700, but I'm not using it up here at the moment. I've got the FT-2980 Yaesu Foxtrot Tango 2980. It's basically a mobile, just 2 meter rig, 80 watts out, and it's easier to use, if you know what I mean, rather than twiddling dials and pushing buttons and stuff, and especially, you know, for Debbie. She finds this one a lot easier, so I'll leave this one up here so that we can monitor it all the time. And the 9700 is downstairs in the shack, in the dungeon, as I call it. So that's where that one is, Dave, over.
Yeah, okay, very good. V5GGW, V5RY. Okay, well, what do you have for an HF rig? What do you use on HF then, Graham? Go ahead.
It's an FT-2000 Delta. I bought it, or we bought it secondhand. What? Yeah, I had to stretch from your brain to remember that one, Deb. And I had to look at this radio to get the number off of this one. So yeah, numbers don't stick in my brain bank. But yeah, an FT-2000D, and it's the 200 watt version there, Dave. But I was told it was about a $9,000 or $10,000 radio. But we bought it in a bulk buy from an amateur that was, he'd gone into a home and got Alzheimer's, and obviously the XYL wanted to sell all his equipment. Well, we actually dealt with his son, actually.